Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City of sunshine. Praise God most of the time. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, and you being with us today. We trust that all is well with you. Trust your weather is fine today. If not, we pray with you concerning your weather today. And we ask you to pray for us also. We pray we one for another. Because this is what we should do in these times. Pray ye one for another. And we thank God for you. Now, if you want us to pray, 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call, prayer request. You want a praise report, have a praise report, something you're expecting God to do, want us to agree with you. Call us, 347-857-3925. And don't forget, text your friend. Have them on the line today. Okay, here is Sister Dan.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O Lord, for forgiveness of all sin, Lord Father, that we have committed against you, Lord, in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know, each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, what they're in need of, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you for Lona and her daughter, Lord, Father, asking you to keep them covered under the blood, Lord, Father. Keep them in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your shield of protection round about them in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Ed, Lord, Father. We ask you, O God, to touch his body right now, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to his body in Jesus' name. Father, we hold before you Tanisha Dungy right now, Lord, Father, that's going blind, Lord, Father, and losing her memory, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to touch her right now, knowing nothing is too hard for you, O God. Father, touch her sight right now, Lord, Father. Touch her memory right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, let your will be done in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Houston Taylor, Lord, Father, as we pray for his salvation, Lord, Father, and healing of his eye also, Lord, Father. Touch right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch him right now, Lord, Father. Father, let him know right now, Lord, Father, that the safest place is in you right now. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yvonne Talbert right now, Lord, Father, to have uterus cancer, Lord, Father. Father, we know that you're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than diabetes, Lord, Father. You're bigger, Lord, Father, than any sickness, Lord, Father. For you send your only begotten Son, Lord, Father, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord, Father. And he took those stripes on his back, Lord, Father, for every sickness and disease, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, to let your will be done right now, Lord, Father, in Yvonne's life right now as we come against that cancer and drying it up from its root cause right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for what you have done for Barbara, Lord, Father, that in remission for that had cancer, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for hearing the prayers right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her continued trusting and believing in you, Lord Father, that by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ernest Thomas right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch his kidneys right now, Lord Father. Father, you created it, Lord Father, and we know, Lord Father, that you can make it whole again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we hold him before you, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you the Virgil family, Lord Father, asking you to continue to give him strength, Lord Father, on the loss of his wife, Father, and give him the strength, Lord Father, and let him trust in you, Lord Father, to raise his daughters right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki, Lord Father, and her mom, Patricia, Lord. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their immune system right now, Lord Father. As we speak healing to them right now, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching and healing their bodies. Let your healing virtue flow through and through them, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen Nikki, Lord Father. Bless her in a mighty and a special way. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you how we continue to touch nations, Lord Father, the people in the nations, Lord Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father. We thank you for those, Lord Father, that have accepted you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we thank you for every praise report and prayer request, Lord Father, that you have allowed to come through these airways, Lord Father. We thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to cover this broadcast under the blood, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Sharon and George, Lord, covering them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, as they continue to bring forth the word, Lord Father. Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you continue to strengthen them right now, Lord Father. Touch and heal their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we ask you to keep the hedge of protection round about them. In Jesus' name, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we take not the word that has been coming forward for granted, Lord. We thank you for using your man and woman of God, Lord Father, to prepare us, instruct us, Lord Father, in the word right now, Lord. So, Father, I ask that you give your listeners the ears to hear and a heart to receive the word as it come forth, Lord Father. Father, let them apply it to their life, Lord Father. Let them witness to others, Lord Father. Let them share, Lord Father, the word that they have learned, Father, and heard right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask right now, Lord Father, that you decrease Pastor Sharon, Lord Father, as you increase in her, Lord Father. Father, as she let go and let you have your way, Lord Father, use her right now, Lord Father, and bring forth that rhema word, Lord Father. I ask that you do the same for my apostle and bishop as you decrease them and increase in them, Lord Father. Father, as they too, Lord Father, let go and let you have your perfect will, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, and Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Sister Diane today. Amen. Praying to God. Praying today. Now, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call us and give it to us. So you call 347-857-3925. Call us and give us that, your name, a request that we may pray and put it on our prayer list to make sure we don't forget. Amen. We have it on there, and we call it as we see them on the line. So call somebody, all right, and let us know what you need prayer for. We're going to agree with you. Is that all right? All right. We do thank God for you. You and you being there, we thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter. And we thank God for you. Every one of you, name by name, one by one, we thank God for you. Oh, yes, we thank God for those that listen on a continuing basis. Oh, yes, we do thank God for you. Yes, we do. God is good to us. Yes, He is. And we thank God for prayer warriors praying for us to make it, praying for us to get through whatever is going on in our lives. We thank God that we're praying one for another. Isn't that all right? Amen, amen. All right. Now, let me give you the word here today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ah, God is good, isn't it? Wise are they who have learned these truths. Trouble is temporary. Time is a tonic. Tribulation is a test tube. Can we tell you that again? You want to be wise, right? Learn this. Wise are they who have learned these truths. Trouble is temporary. Time is a tonic. Tribulation is a test tube. See the T's? Whole lot of T's, aren't they? Amen, amen. Govern yourselves accordingly. We thank God for you today. We thank God for this day today. Amen, that we've never seen before. Amen, amen. God is so good to us. All right. Now, I want you all today, call your friend, call your neighbor, call somebody, call your enemy too, anybody. Just let them know today that the word of God is about to come forth. All right. And we have a woman of God here today that can bring the truth to you. And we want you to be praying and pray for her also as she bring that word, that God will have His way. Amen. See, we don't want to have our way in dispensing the word. We want God to have His way. What word you need. See, it's about you today, what you need. You know what you're asking God. You know what your desire is. So today, you listen to your answers that you may get the answer to whatever you've been asking God for. Can you do that? And tell whoever, neighbor, whoever, text them, call them, however you converse with them. Do it today. All right? And the number is 347-857-3925. I keep giving that number. I want you to remember it so that you can get your prayer in, get your requests in, okay, get your petition in. We want you to do that now, all right, so that it will be covered. Amen. Just so everything can be covered. Oh, God is so good. I'm telling you. Y'all, do you know how good God is? My God, just look around. You still here, aren't you? You haven't left here yet, have you? You're still here. So thank God today for still being here, regardless of which way the world is. You know, the world will take care of itself, all right? But know who you are in the world. Because he said, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. So don't worry about the world and what the world is doing and how they're doing it. All you think about is what he say, there's a great somebody inside me, greater than that is in the world, all right? So you got the front line right now. Get on the front line. You're the front liner, all right? Amen. You are. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. Amen. I thank God for you being a frontliner. You frontline. Hey, you frontlining everything. What that make you the winner, don't it? When the people are racing in those relay races and all, they got to have a frontliner. Somebody's getting out there because they gonna be the winner, and that's you. Say I'm a winner today. Just tell yourself, tell the devil, babe, just get mad. Don't be getting mad at your neighbors and everything. Get mad at the devil. I'm a frontliner. I'm going to win this race. Every race that God set before me, I'm winning because I'm running to win. Hallelujah. I'm running to win. No, not. Listen, ain't nobody going to like it because you win. They probably won't even speak to you. But you know what? That's okay. They got a problem. They soul losers, right? How can a soul loser win? Because you all the time you're not rejoicing with the one that is up front or running. Just if they look faster than you, so get it. Hey, start eating more Cheerios, trying to get faster. You know, you do whatever it takes trying to get faster, practice more, whatever it takes. That's what you do. Don't get mad. If a person, you think, oh, they can preach better than you. How do you know that? They preach better than you. Did God tell you that? He give every man according to their several ability. He give every man according to their ability. Do you see? So you can't say, well, they preach better than me. Well, no, you say you like the way they preach. Can't you just say that instead of hating on the person or trying to do them ill will or something or because they smarter than you? You know, we got so many crazy issues going on in our lives today. A person go to the store and buy them what they want to buy with their money, and you take your money and you drink it up or smoke it up. But you want to go to their house and steal their goods. Do you see how dumb that is? That's very dumb today. And people are doing these things, okay? They got the same amount of money. They got a little money, too. But they take their money and smoke it and drink it up. You took your money and you bought yourself and put it in your house and some food. Then they going to come in there and steal your stuff. Now, that don't make sense. Do that make sense? You see what I'm talking about? People have so many issues, So it comes from, you know, we were discussing, I think it was Bishop and I were discussing about the root cause. The root cause. You know, we used to teach on that years ago in our church in Miami, I think. Yeah. We taught on that stuff, the root cause. What causes some of these issues that you have? And some of these sins you commit is direct line with that cause. See? It's right there. But you don't want to admit your wrongdoing. You don't want to remit your selfishness. You don't want to admit the things that bothering you. It's bothering me, it's bothering me. So don't I want to get rid of it? Yeah, I want to get rid of it, so I got to get rid of it. See what I'm saying? I had to get rid of it. Things that bother me. I don't mind telling you no cause. You can help me. You can pray for me. Well, at least you should. Amen. Anyway, but you know what? I'm so glad God is a forgiving God.
Amen.
I am really happy that he's a forgiving God, because he will forgive us for all our sins, especially when we come right to front and face it. Come to the front and face it. Stop trying to hide it. We always trying to hide our sins, and it always come out, don't it?
Yeah.
If you wait a while, you ain't got to face nobody, tell nobody nothing, do you? Just wait a while, and then it's going to come right up, what it really is. Hey, I know you don't want to tell it, but I know. It's a whole lot on this line. Don't want to tell it. They're so secretive and no good and well. They'll go around and talk about you to somebody else. They call it their best friend. And then they talk about it to their best friend. That's a whole lot of best friending, ain't it? Mm. And the beat goes on. And when you know anything, it come back to you, who was the best friend of the best friend of the best friend of the best friend. You see how the thing goes?
Yes.
But instead of them facing you, as Bishop called them, cowards. I can't say they're cowards because they want to face you. Well, if you got a problem, why can't you face somebody? Huh?
Amen.
Just face them with this thing. If you got a problem, say, look, can I talk to you for a few minutes? Just you, if you don't want nobody else to know. To just you. See, I got this little thing. And I thought about that. I said, you know, didn't the Lord tell us if you got an oath? But we don't do that. And I thought about it. I said, you know what, Lord? That is something that we got to practice. We say we want to go back to heaven, didn't we? Well, listen, they're all going to keep you out. Come on. They're all going to keep you out. So you got to get rid of the oaths, too. And I said, you know, God, we got to get rid of them oaths. Let me see, Dan, if I got into that. Praise the Lord. Amen, Jesus. You know. Let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you now. You ain't going to be a likable person when you do this, because people do not like to face the truth. They do not like to face the truth. You know that, don't you? They don't like you to tell them.
Talk about it.
Because it's something they did. that made you get the oath.
Come on now.
And they don't want to hear the truth.
Come on now.
Well, now, I would ask this question. Do you want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell? Now, you either solve this alt, let's get this mess straight, and keep a walking.
Come on now.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You ought to know that by now. But I know you don't, because everybody full of anger and hate and attitude issues. Oh, they got all types of issues running around. They got one issue from the relatives. They got another issue from the job. And they got another issue from the so-called friends. And, you know, everybody got issues today. We should just preach a message on issues, shouldn't we? And alts and issues. That's the name. That's what should be the name of it, alts and issues. Because do you see how much they got? Why do a thief go out and rob? Huh? He got an issue. He ain't making no money. He done blew his money. He just roguish. Or she roguish. Why people killing people? You got children out there killing people. And they think it's fun. Now, you know they got an issue. They ain't been in life long enough. We got all types of issues going on. Huh? You think the world don't need prayer? Well, I don't need to pray. Well, now you got plenty of issues. Because when you don't need to pray and you don't need God, you got plenty of issues. You in trouble. All I can tell you, you in big trouble. Big trouble. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for you. Because you need to know that you need God. Everybody needs God. They just don't want to acknowledge the fact that they need God. Do you get the picture here? Hey, listen, I ain't talked to y'all yesterday, so I'm talking today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it is the fact that when you think about it, how many issues are there? There's children got issues with the parents. There's parents got issues with their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents. Everybody got some kind of issue, but nobody want to talk about it. Why? Devil got your mouth bottled up. You say, well, what's wrong, dear? And they always got a frown on their face. Nothing.
Yes.
And what we say, nothing. We ain't got nothing. No, nothing wrong with me. And you looking like you ate two sour lemons. You know there's lemons and there's them sour lemons.
Yep.
You seen them homemade lemons? I call them homemade lemons. They rough looking. Those lemons are so sour. They sour than the sour. So like you done ate one of them. And you say, nothing, all. I'm good.
Yes, Lord.
I'm good. I'm all right. And no good, you're not all right. You got an issue. Maybe you have an issue with the person who asked it. You don't want them to ask you, right? You don't like nobody to ask you nothing.
Come on.
Hey, you can ask all you want, but, hey, do you want the answer? That's what I want to know. You ask me a question, do you want the answer? Then when I tell you, don't get mad. If I come to you and say, brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, I have a little something I like to get straightened out with you because it's bothering me. Of course they get mad. I didn't do it. Yes, you did. Everybody seen it.
I'm all right.
See? No, I ain't never done that. See, you know what the problem is? We don't catch them at that moment. So when we get down the line and tell them because it's been bothering you about that, what they did, they somehow, I ain't did that. They done forgot it. But then you have to do what? Bring you back to their remembrance. Say, I remember because I didn't forget it, and it bothered me then, and it's still bothering me. And then they'll lie. See? They'll lie. No, it ain't me. You say, why are you saying that? I don't know, because maybe some of y'all do that. Say, I'm fine. No, you ain't fine.
Yep. Ouch.
I tell you quick, yes, I was, hey, look, there, I carried something around a long time. I thought I had got rid of it. I had prayed. You know how we pray and say, Lord, forgive us, Jesus. Oh, Father, forgive us, Jesus. And that thing still there. It pops up, don't it? Mm-hmm. I did that. And God let me know, say, I had to get all of that out of you. I said, but I thought I had got rid of it, God. I thought I asked you to forgive me. See? You didn't forgive them, and you ain't forgive yourself.
That's true.
So, therefore, you got double load. I forgave you, but y'all didn't get the forgiveness. See? If you be honest with yourself and you wonder how come people are doing so well and you tried to kill them and they still here, what happened? Because God is there protecting. They're honest with themselves. They're honest with them. Yeah, I don't like them. But why you don't like them? I don't know. Anybody ever give y'all that answer? I know somebody gave you that answer. Mm-hmm. You say, well, what did they do? Well, I just don't like them. Well, it got to be something about the person you don't like. Maybe you don't like yourself, so therefore you see yourself in them. Well, that may be what it is, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Sometimes another person reflects you. So therefore, you don't like you, so you don't like them. Say, think about that now. I'm just giving you something to think about today, to chew on this today, so that we can get our lives together. You know what? We can stop all the havoc that's in the world. If we come together, unite together, and talk, converse, talk about what's bothering you, like adults. See? Talk. Huh?
Yes.
Then we won't have as much trouble because God would do what? God would place us in an ark of safety. See? The same way he put Noah, he would put us in an ark of safety. But because we cannot get along, we got issues, attitudes, we got all kind of wrong speeches. You know what you talk out your mouth, what you say out your mouth. Ugly, ugly, ugly. The expressions on your face is just as ugly as the stuff come out your mouth. Do you know your face talks without you opening your mouth? Have you ever? You know you done looked at people and know they, what they were saying about you to theyself. Looking dead in your eyes and hating the ground you walk on. Now that's bad. You say, why are you talking about that? Because we need to straighten up and fly right. And don't sing that song about I'll fly away, because you ain't flying nowhere. Just know that. You ain't flying nowhere. So get it right now. Listen, I don't worry about it. You don't like me. That's okay. I like you still. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Not a thing you do that. Because my duty is to remind you and myself too, we got to do the right thing, get it stuff right before Jesus go take us home. You don't want Jesus to take us home, take you home, and you ain't got nothing right kind of thing. Come on now, you know you don't. I know I may not talk like your average preachers and everything, but I don't think Jesus did either. Jesus wasn't average. He talked to you. Because if I get up there and try to and start all that, you don't know nothing I say but humming. So I'm talking plain to you. That's preaching the gospel. Get it right. Repent. Change your way of talking, walking, living. Change. This is change time, then change. See? And we don't want a penny worth either. Hello. Amen. Praise God. All right, praise God. I'm gonna get on off here. Praise the Lord. I done sound off this day. Amen. I must feel better, huh? Is that what you say? Say, I wish she didn't. Is that what you say? Hey, hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to glorify and magnify the Lord. And I just love him. I love you too. Amen. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Okay? I love you enough to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. You know what kind of people you are that don't want to hear the truth. You can call me all kind of names. I don't mind. I don't mind. Because I know what my name is. That ain't my name. But if you want to call me that, go right ahead. That's what suits you. But you know what? I still love you and you can't do nothing about it. Do you see it? You can't change that. That's what I was thinking about today. I said, you know what? People cannot change how you feel about somebody else. That person has to change you. See? Now, how in the world are you going to tell somebody something about somebody to change their thinking? In the first place, they didn't like you in the first place, did they? If somebody could sit up and tell you something and you change your mind about them. Do you get the picture? I sure hope you do. Oh, yes, I know. I ain't, my phone won't be ringing and calling me to come preach. I know it won't be. But that's okay. I'll tell it wherever I go, whenever I have can. That's all I can do. Because I want somebody to grab a hold and make a good change. You know, stop so much of hate. That's why the world in the shape it is. You're going, why is it happening? Why is God doing this? God do what he want to do. He told you to change. Come, he's trying to get you to come to him, and everybody got everything else to do but come to him. I'm going to leave it alone. All right, praise God. I'm going to go up again. Praise the Lord. More things was, you know, popping up in my head. Another day, another time. Praise God. Here is today, none other than our own. She's good, she's good, she's good. Oh, yes, God called this young lady. Uh-oh, sorry about that. God called this young lady into the ministry. Yes, she didn't want to do it either, just like all y'all don't want to do it either. You don't open your mouth and say nothing. But let me tell you, God got a hold of this young lady, and God knows. Oh, yes, she can be rough when she want to be, but she's nice. She nice. She good. She good. She good. She good. She can tolerate more than me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And she'll say, oh, they fine. And she found all the good stuff she can find for you. Me, I just tell you plain, raw, and simple. just like it is. Ah, amen. But that was the way I was raised. Okay. They gave it to me like that, now I'm giving it to you like that. But she got her way of bringing it to you. And you don't mind either, do you?
Nope.
Why don't y'all call today and say, I don't mind, preach. Tell us, say, preach, preach.
Pastor
Sharon, preach. You just say, we're going to leave the line open to hear y'all say it today. Praise God. Amen. To all of you that are there listening, your friends and whatever, Pastor Sharon Bonds, to our listening audience.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the man and the woman of God, Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter this morning. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for just being God Almighty. And, you know, the word has been very good. It has been coming forth from Bible Talk, Sundays. You know, God is moving by his power and by his strength. And it makes you, like, take notes or sit back and evaluate, go over the word that God has been releasing and bringing us into a place of awareness that we can know what's happening around us, brings a place that we can know that he's moving, he's right there. No matter what's going on in your life, he is still God, and God is still on the throne, and he still has all power in his hand. And it doesn't even matter. You know, when the devil believe they're winning, I tell you, God will pull a little slick one on the side and let the devil know, not so, not so. So I just give God the thanks today and the honor and the glory this day. And when I was reading, the question was, what kind of tree are you? You know, because we know that we should be like a tree, what, planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. According to Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, now standeth in the ways of sinners, now sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And then he goes to tell you, that's the righteous now. And the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And the question is, what kind of tree are you? Because we shall be like what a tree planted by the rivers of waters, right? We should be like this, planted by the rivers of water. The rivers of water. Who is the water? Jesus is the water. He is the living water. And we should be planted in him to have the living water flow through us and in us and around us. And then he said, whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatever he put his hand to do shall prosper. And that's what the word is saying. It shall prosper. It will prosper. It's prospering. Why? Because you're planted on the solid rock. You're planted in Jesus. But the ungodly are not so. Why are they not so? Because they're ungodly. They're just like the chaff. In other words, that little trash thing that when you it just blow away, the wind comes and blow, and it's just gone. But the godly whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So that let us know whatever we put our hands to do, it is blessed, it is prosperous. Whatever we put our feet, wherever our soul of our feet touch, it belongs to us. Because we are planted by the rivers. Rivers of water. And you bring food, fruit in its season. So when it's time for the season and time and space, when it's your time, here goes the manifestation. When it's your time for the blessing, manifestation. Your time for the healing, manifestation. And it's what? Season. So it lets you know that there's more than one season. And God can do what? He can change seasons for you, just for you. He can what? Allow favor to be on your life. Why? Because favor is not fear. And that's what the enemies are mad all about. Favor is not fair. When you apply the favor of God in your life, it makes people upset, have a tizzy, have a winky-winky. They're just like, remember the children, little story, rumpling, have a little child fit. Why? Because favor is not fair. God will take what the enemy meant for your blood, and he will bless you. He will turn it around. He will spread a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He will anoint your head with oil, your cup running over. What kind of plant are you? What kind of plant? Are you the evil plant? Because we are known as leaves, y'all, and branches. And you say, why that? Because when God says, I am the vine, right? And he letting you know who he is. And he letting us know, you shall be. You shall be. And when you look at Matthew, the 15th chapter, verse 13 says, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Now, he said what? And my Father in heaven didn't plant you, you're going to be rooted up. Because the root, there is no root. The root is not what? Growing. The root is not going deeper and deeper and going and seeking more of God and going down more into the soil so it can grab a hold of the soil. So when storms and things come in the life, the root is planted. The root is deep down. And the root is getting the nourishment. Now, if God didn't plant it, it will be rooted up. So what kind of plant are you? Are you the plant that the little birds take the little seed and drop it around the stone? And then it may try to grow a little, but it doesn't have anything to sustain it. So it withers and it dies. Are you allowing God to do the work in you? Are you allowing God to mold you and make you into what he wants you to be? When we look at Psalm 92, it reads this. In verse 92, verse 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. You heard that? You shall what? Flourish in the court of our God. You should be like a palm tree. A palm tree grows all the way straight up at a beautiful angle. When the wind blow, when the storm is swayed back and forth, and it flourish, and it looks green, and it produce fruit. Are you producing today? Are you allowing God to keep you? Are you allowing him to plant you by the rivers of water that you may bring forth fruit in your season? Or you allow the this and the that to come your way and sway you into the ungodliness, or sway you to do other than what God is saying? I'm reminded about Balaam. When God told him to bless the people, he wasn't supposed to go there, but he allowed someone to persuade him to go and what? Curse to God's people. But don't you know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that reigns, that sees all, that knows all, that does not sleep, no slumber, his hands is not too short, his ears is not too far away that he cannot hear. He hears the cry of his people. There is no darkness in him. He sees it all. He knows it all. He created you. Why is it the enemy can fool you that God don't see it? God sees it all. He knows it all. I hear what the woman of God was saying. When you got issue with someone, but I found out something, you tell the person the problem, but if they're not, their eyes and their ears are not open to hear it, to receive it, they don't want to hear it. So they put themselves in a cocoon, in a place of protectiveness, because what? They don't want to hear it at all. And it could be the same word that's been coming for 10 years. But because they don't want to accept it, there's a lot of things in life. Our mind blow away, like you can't believe it. You're shocked. But you know what? When it's the truth of what God is saying, grab a hold. If it's the not if, when God says something, that's exactly what it is. So why are we having a hard time accepting that? Why we allow the enemy to not allow your mind of comprehension or understanding to come forth to get an understanding of what it is God is saying? Don't you know in life there's lessons in us in life for us to learn? And not everything you hear in your lifetime that's going to tickle your ears. Some of them will bring tears to your eyes. Some of them will make you feel real bad. But you still got to what? Have our ears to hear. God is saying, if you want spiritual growth, if you want strongholds to be broken over your life, if you want to be pruned, a tree has to be pruned. A tree, the lower leaf that starts turning yellow, someone has to come and take the yellow leaf away. And when they start plucking the leaves that are getting dried up and not producing, it will cause the rest of the tree to grow up, to spring forth and get taller and taller. I have a papaya tree in my backyard, and the tree was like real small. And it started to grow the trunk, and the trunk was like almost shaped like a palm tree. And it was strong enough. Why? Because the foundation had to be strong enough to hold up the rest of the fruit that is about to bear come forth from the tree. So the foundation was built up strong enough so when it starts producing, it gets able to handle it and stand straight. And I noticed something about that papaya tree. the lower leaf is there. And when it starts producing the little bud, and then it starts producing the shape of the fruit, and they start producing, then it moves to the next stage and start producing and producing so on and so on. And then when it starts growing and the seeds start getting bigger, you can tell what it is, then it continues to go. Then it starts coming into the time of season when it's time, it's like green. Then the next thing you know, some yellow showing on the papaya. Then the next thing you know, the whole thing is yellow. And it let you know it's time now for the fruit to be picked. But then I noticed something. The lower branch starts falling off. Why? Because it did its job. It was there to help produce. It was there to help build it up. But when it has done its job, it moves on. So the rest of the tree can grow. And God has to allow things to come in our life, to pluck, to root up, to tear down, to disturb, to shake you up in order to bring you into that place of maturity. Now, everyone believes soldiers do get wounded. Yes, God has to send help your way. Yes, God had to pull you up. But you know what? You still have to go on. You still have to move on. You still have to allow God to do the work in you. I remember asking the woman of God a lot of questions a long time ago. I'm getting a lot more good understanding now. When you don't belong to yourself, you belong to Jesus. And sometimes you may want to take matters in your own hands. But when God lets you know that, no, it's not yours to take in your own hands. It belongs to me. Vengeance is mine. I'm the one going to repay. I know how to pay each man for what they have done or didn't do. Because a lot of times they'll say, I didn't do it. But you know what? God sees everything. He sees it and he knows it. So my thing is, if God already seen it, he's the one that got the heaven and the hell to put me in. He's the one that can blow dust and I'm gone. Why not get it right with him? He sees it anyway, right? You can't lie to him. He is true. God is true. So walk in truth. Today, allow the plant that God called you to be to grow. Allow him to prune you. Allow him to pluck what needs to be plucked. Allow him to come and realign you again. You know, sometimes they have to come and use a little stick to hold the tree because something happened along the way and it's crooked. Is leaning over on one side too much, and he has to send something, wood around it and put it around as a foundation to help hold it up until it's straightened. God is constantly working on us. He's constantly doing work on us. He's constantly molding us and making us into what he wants us to be. So allow him. Allow him today. Allow him today. Today you can just say, what is truth? What is my truth? Do I really believe in truth? Do I want to hear the truth? Do you like it when your spouse tell you the truth? You'll say, well, that's your truth. No, hear the word. You'll be surprised. You're saying the same thing, but their vocabulary is different than what yours is. But have an ears to hear. Have an ears to hear. What is truth? The truth will set you free. The truth that you know will set you free. Isn't that something? If I accept the truth of what God is saying, he's delivering me, right? He's setting me free, right? He's breaking shackles of my life. But if I don't accept, I don't want to know, right? So I'm still in bondage in my mind. I'm still shackled to the old ways of thinking. I'm still shackled to my past. Why? Because deliverance came, the truth came, but I could not accept truth. Why is that? God is truth. We know that everything the devil tells us is a lie, but we prefer to believe the lie. Why is that? Because of the darkness within you? The darkness of your mind, the darkness of your lineage, the darkness of your forefathers within you, that you do not allow the word of God to be a light unto you in your path. Allow the word of God to shine in you. Ask God at times, Lord, let your word be a light in me. Lord, where there's darkness, let the light come forth. Whatever your words are, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. The place, you know what? You have to keep your hands and your eyes on God. Only God can help you. If God doesn't send help your way, we all in trouble. But I thank God for a mighty good God. Yesterday, the woman of God was talking about your emotion, how your emotion gets you in trouble. How does it get you in trouble? When you get mad, isn't that your emotion? And you get angry, and you get vindictive, and the devil whispered in your ears, and you did something. Why? Because you were angry. You did not grab a hold of your emotion, even though she was talking about mental health. But I'm reminded about Bible class. We were taught about self-control. Self-control. Yes, you said people push the button. No, they push the right button because that part of you need to be what? Worked on. Plucked up. It was hidden. It needs to come to the surface. So when it pops up in the surface, deal with it. Deal with it. Deal with that part of you. And the woman, what she was saying is true. Please don't ask Sharon a question, y'all. If you ask me a question, I'm going to answer you truthfully as I can. And a lot of times, your feelings may get hurt because you probably want me to lie and say something different. I'm sorry. I'll try my best to say it in a way I may not even answer you. But if you want to know the truth, ask the person. Ask your children sometime about you. Mice answer me. They tell me the truth. They'll answer. If you cannot get the truth from the ones around you, then you're in trouble. You are in trouble. Won't God send someone your way to tell you the same thing? What tree are you? Are you being planted by the rivers of water so you can bring forth fruit in your season? Because we all have seasons. All have different seasons in our life where we have to walk in manifestation of the blessing, or we have to walk in another dimension in God where it's time for you to move forward in God and know that God is with you. I just thank God for the man and the woman of God. They're standing for Christ. They're doing all that they know how to do. Even in a world that seems to be going upside down, they're standing on the word of God and they're grounded in the word of God. They know that God is their foundation. And I heard this word yesterday, you can't be everyone. So you might as well be everything that God wants you to be. Because you know what? He will never fail you. Jesus never failed today. He doesn't fail. So if you find out today that you had your root in something else, in a half pot that has no dirt, if you found out your foundation is weak, that you decide to uproot yourself from a sure foundation into a rocky foundation, talk to God about it. You know it. You know yourself. You know what you're thinking. You know what you're doing. You know it. You know. Just talk to God. If you can't be honest with him, who are you going to be honest with? Sure ain't going to be the preacher. So be honest with God. He already knows. Tell him about it. Tell him all about it today. Because I know I'm asking God to help me. So I don't react the wrong way, that I don't say things the wrong way. But when God already tell you, don't respond, don't react. I got you. Then I got to stand on that word. He got my back. Because he said what? He have his angels, what, all around us. He have his angels being kept all around us. He protecting us. He's directing us. He's keeping us. I just thank God for just being God Almighty. I truly thank God for God. And I thank God for the prayer of the righteous. They avail it much. I thank God for the intercessor. I thank God for the ones that standing in the gap and letting the devil know not so. I truly appreciate that. Jesus has never failed. So today, y'all, if you feel like God has forgotten you, he has not forgotten you. Reach out a little bit further. Call on his name. Ask him to forgive you for all your sins. Ask him to forgive you for taking some droppings in your ears that was not true. Ask him to open your eyes that you may see clearly. Open your ears that you may hear. Ask him to lead and direct you today, knowing he's right there. Remember, y'all, the kingdom of God is what? It's right there at hand. Put your hands in front of you. The kingdom of God is right there. It's this close to you. You can talk to him wherever you are right now. He's waiting just for you. Cover you under his blood. Not just anybody's blood, but the blood of Jesus Christ. Knowing that God give us dominion, authority over all the power of the enemy. And know that, y'all, when you are godly, you shall what? Flourish. So you tell that devil, get thee behind me, Satan. God promised me your blessing. God said, whatever I put my hands to do, it is blessed. So devil, take your flight from my presence, from out of my home, from out of my finance, from out of my children's life. You start speaking that word and let him know not so, because my God is able to do everything he has promised me. So be blessed today and know that you are what? More than a conqueror. You can conquer. You're more than a conqueror. You can make it. You can do it. Remember, this change starts within you. Someone else in a deliverance service, if you don't decide to give up that demon is not leaving you. If you busy saying to the demon, I'm keeping you, and that person busy praying, you got to be ready to be delivered. You got to be ready to be set free. You got to be ready to what? To change your way of thinking. Jesus always asked them a question. If they were willing, he was willing. So be willing today to give up them demonic manifestation you have, them demonic ways, them devilish ways. Be ready to release those things. Know that God is right there waiting on you. Remember what the word of God says. Be not mocked. God is what? Be not deceived. Whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. Know that the word of God is true. If God say he blessing you, he blessing you. If God say the opposite, it is exactly what he says. So don't read the part that say blessing, 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 and don't read the other part now. They go hand in hand. If you do this, I'll do that. So today, put your hands to the Lord. Cry out to him and know that he's right there within you. He's right there beside you. Can you feel him? Can you feel his presence? Can you feel him tugging at your heart to come a little bit closer to him? Can you feel him? Know that he's right there. He's listening. The angel of the Lord is right there, bearing witness right now. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord again. Amen. What kind of tree are you? Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, that's something to think about. You know, on this walk, praise God. And as she was ministering, I was thinking about a tree. Now, and the question is, what kind of tree are you? And if I was a tree, an ordinary tree, a natural tree, I would be like the oak tree. Why the oak tree? Because it's got strong roots and deep roots. And notice now, a tree take all type of weather. Because it grew on the outside. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. It take the storm. It take the heat. It take the flood. Oh, but yet, after it have passed, it yet grow. So what kind of tree are you? Praise God. If your growth done stunt, have stopped, praise God, now it's time, amen, to do something about it spiritually. Praise God. Man, this is why. Now, if you can take it, you can make it. That's what that oak tree do. Amen. And as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Praise the Lord. And I wrote one word down. I wrote down prosperity. And what is God meaning when he tell us that it's his will that we prosper? Be in good health as our soul prosper. And I began to look at it, you know, in the scripture, in all that we do, we prosper, are supposed to. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Now, sometimes failure or difficulty come into our lives. Now, do prosperity mean it's a guarantee of our health, wealth, or happiness? You have people that serve the Lord, they get sick. Am I right? You have people that's wealth. They wealthy. They don't even go to church. They don't believe in God, but yet they're wealthy. Am I right? And happiness. You got people that is unsaved, but they're happy. They're unsaved, but they're happy. Now, what the Bible mean by prosperity? I'm going to tell you. When we apply God's wisdom, when we apply God's wisdom, that's one that we need to apply, amen, to our hearts and our minds where we, amen, can multiply. That's the result of it, where you can produce and you can grow, just like that oak tree. See, we bear, amen, good, receiving that God will do great things with God approval. And this is what Pastor Sharon is trying to tell us, praise God. We can't fail. Amen. When we look to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Praise God. And he is always there. He always said he will never leave us, not forsake us. He said, I'll be with you till the end of the age. So he's right there with you. Praise God. Amen. I'm speaking to you. I can't see you. But we serve our own sin, own knowing God. It's everywhere, all at the same time. And you know what? I'm going to go deeper, just like that tree planted by the rivers of water. He said, I, God himself, searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Oh, he will turn your negative into a positive. He'll turn that bad situation and make something good out of it. He's doing it right now, even as, amen, the word is going forth. Because, he said, his word will not go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish what it pleases. Oh, it's falling on good ground. Praise the Lord. He is a right now God. Oh, I want to ask you again. If you can take it, you can make it. Oh, he will bring you out. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. He is God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Now, just like that oak tree, a tree soak up water. Am I right? And then after soaking up water, it bear whatever fruit it have on it. Look what it bear. When it grow, we as people of God, children of God, we soak up God's word. That's how we produce. This is what Pastor Sharon is trying to tell us. Amen. Get into the word. The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you may think you have eternal life. Man, you don't want to wonder about it, but when you get in God's word and search out the scriptures, praise God, you will find just what you need, praise God. And these songs is everything that you need. You know, the 23rd song, praise God, when you read it, you will find, praise God, that it's comfort. And you meet God intimately, praise the Lord. If you read Psalm 103, you will find, amen, that you will meet God there intimately. If you read Psalms 136, you will find to learn a new prayer, praise God. If you read Psalms 92, you'll find to learn a new song, praise God. If you read Psalms 24, you'll find to learn more about God, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. That includes you. That includes me. Pray, and whosoever, ain't you glad that we serve, amen, a right now God? We always saying that you want a right now word. And this is what, amen, the word of God is now. A breath present help in the time of need now. We need God now. We, amen, in a troubled world. It's trouble all around us. But thank God, what kind of tree are you today? What kind of fruit are you bearing? Amen. Think about it, praise God. It's time to look at the man in the mirror, the person in the mirror. Amen. You, myself, and I. Amen. And I declare, amen, when you do some soul searching, praise God, and get down to some serious, amen, earnest prayer with Almighty God. Amen. He will draw nigh to thee. Amen. That's his word. If you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to thee. Oh, praise God. He's always there. Amen. Don't let the enemy, amen, discourage you and throw discouragement and try to stop you and hinder you. And he always coming to kill, steal, and to destroy. But we can thank God. The Lord didn't stop there in the same scripture. He said, but I come. Y'all help me here. That you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now that life is the two roads, praise God. When you're traveling on the road, you're going one way and the traffic coming the other. Am I right? You get on the highway, you got a north and you got a south. Are you going east or you're going west? Now what way are you heading? Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. This is what Pastor Sharon is trying to tell us. Amen. And sometimes they have up a sign say, one way screen. Am I right? Now, if you go against that, you're heading for a disaster. So you got the people be blowing the horn. They're telling you to turn around, and you ain't got to pay attention. You're heading for a disaster. You're going to lose your life and probably some more people that is heading in the right direction. So it's time now for you to turn around. Praise God. Then sometimes they put, amen, they have a sign, say, detour. Praise God. You can't keep going and they got a detour. You're heading for a disaster. Hear the word of God today. Amen. Take a detour. It's simple. As plain as the nose on your face, where you cannot arrow. Praise God. So you can't put it on the, amen, on the construction workers, amen, on the highway people. They did their job. Now you got to pay attention and you got to follow direction. Oh, help me somebody. So this is what the word of God is for. The word of God is a road map from earth to glory. Oh, you can't miss it, praise God. If you stay with the word of God, amen, he will do great things. He's doing great things even as we speak today. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah, praise the Lord, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 8, he say, for he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that, praise the Lord, spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be carefully in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Y'all see that? Anxious. You see how that tree? Don't you want to be like that tree? So this is what Jeremiah is saying to them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 7 saying, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Oh, we got to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. We don't trust in chariots. We don't trust, amen, in our government, but we trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Oh, I thank you. Thank God for the blood today. Amen. And he loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hey, you may be called the black sheep of the family. Talked about, scandalized, all pulled down, don't want to be with you. But oh, we serve a God. Praise God. Say, I never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, we serve a God that love you today. And I often say it all the time. If you is the only person in this, amen, earth, he yet want to unrobe himself, come down into a low world, and die for your sin. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Come on, somebody. Oh, he is God. And besides him, there is no other. Ain't you glad that you're not tangled up? You're not tied up. You're not mixed up in religion. But you know who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is a right now God. He's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask of saints. Praise the Lord. And Psalms, praise God, 103. Praise God, verse 13. The Lord is like a father to his children. See what he is to us? Tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Verse 14, for he understands how weak we are. See, he already know. Come on now. He already know. We can't hide from him. So this is what Pastor Sharon is telling us. Come to him. Come clean and talk about it. Say, Lord, I'm asking. Make me strong. You know all about me. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Build me up where I'm worn. Oh, he'll do it today, but you got to come. He knows we are only dust. 15 say, our days on earth are like grass, like wild flower. We bloom and then we die. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. The wind blow and we are gone, as though we have never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever for those who fear him. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. God bless you today. Heaven continue to smile on you. Sister Diane want to get a little bit. I know she do. Hey, you go.
God bless you, daughter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Pastor Sharon. today, follow up by Bishop Porter, and ask yourself these three questions. As the topic was, what kind of tree are you? Next question, are you producing? And the last question is, what are you producing? And after you answer all those, truthfully, begin to walk in truth. We just thank God for that word that continually come forth today. You had plenty of illustrations today. Use them. Apply them. Question yourself today. Go before God. He knows all. He sees all. We serve an awesome and powerful God. I tell you, the word is rich. The word is a rhema word today. Ask yourself those questions today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to listen to this broadcast again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries on Facebook and click the link. Share it today. If it has inspired you in any way, share it today with someone. Don't just keep the word to yourself, even the previous broadcast. Listen to it. Share it today. I tell you. Like I say, tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Again, that's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Remember, prayer is universal. So come on, let's stand, join, touching and agreeing, tearing the devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You would like to bless any speaker that comes on this broadcast or sow a seed into this radio broadcast. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me leave. Then you said you don't have to.
Let God have
that's when things start happening.
God.